you know, looking at the results after we got home last night, runner-up on the boys' side, and with a tough field. It wasn't a lot of teams, just, what, six teams, but Northwest, Broken Bow, and Aurora all have good kids this year, don't they?
You know, it was really a competitive meet. Hard to score in, I think, but we took a lot of young kids that performed very well, and then we kind of knew what some of our veteran kids were due, but we're trying to maybe in some different events this year, and we didn't double up hardly anybody. Just want to get through it healthy, and you know, we're blessed with beautiful weather.
Yeah.
So it made it for a nice day.
Yeah, I was a little worried that once again that possibly it could be a cold one, just the way the weather forecast sounds, some moisture. But I know down your way in Aurora, it turned out to be pretty beautiful, didn't it?
It really was. When the sun came out, it was, at times it was almost, you know, warm. And we didn't have much of a breeze, so, which as a vault coach is a blessing sometimes, yeah. And I'd kind of like a little tailwind, but I think the rest of the kids, you know, it wasn't cold and gave us a chance to get a good start on the season.
Let's talk about your area in the vault, the boys and the girls. Start with the boys first, and it was a good field of vaulters for this one, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's always a real good vault field when you have Northwest there. And when you have Aurora and us, and then some of the smaller schools came in, and Broken Bow has, you know, started a real good vault program. So, you know, there were about four or five kids that I thought had a chance coming in to perform pretty well. And we had a couple of those boys. You know, Hayden Norgaard jumped real well. He's over 13 foot. Actually, in warm-ups, he jumped phenomenal. So we're early. We always talk about the vault that it really doesn't matter till May, since you have a one-day qualification standard. So we look at consistency, and I thought, you know, all the boys competed real well. Was happy that we jumped. And again, we haven't had many jumps this year, and we probably jumped as much yesterday as we had total. Mm-hmm. So I was really pleased with how kids competed.
Bryson Gullion, of course, promising freshman. That's a PR for him at 11 feet. Is that right?
He jumped 11.6 last year at the Gothenburg meet. And, of course, we're moving him to bigger poles, and it's kind of a rebuilding part for him. And he is such a coachable young man, and he wants to be good. So he's moving in the right direction. And by the end of the year, you know, I think maybe he'll be a player when we get down to districts.
Kind of a couple other guys I see that had a chance to compete as well in the vault.
Yeah, we had Ulysses Gutierrez. He's a young man trying to learn all the skills of it, and he's in the beginning stages, so you know there's some ups and downs. And then Garrett Capps jumps for us, and he had tweaked a groin a little bit, so we just didn't jump him this week. And then I jumped six girls on the girls' side. So on the girls' side, I've got four sophomore girls, and really all four of them jumped very well. And then we went to our three varsity girls, which, you know, are all-state returning qualifiers. And I know Chase and Chase Free and Hannah Crow maybe didn't jump as well as they had hoped for. But Chase has been – she actually kind of has a turf toe a little bit. So we're just kind of working her into it. And then Ambie's Custer move in this year and has fit in really well with the squad. And she is just a very, very strong young lady that's very competitive. And again, she's really raw. We're trying to get her to fine-tune some things. And you know, by the end of May, I think all three of those girls are going to be, you know, jumping very well. I'm excited about the prospects.
Well, if you look at the ages of this field, I mean, freshman, sophomore, there's a lot of youngins.
It really was, and the girls' competition was tough. There's a young lady from Kearney Catholic that ended up winning as a freshman, and I think she jumped 11 foot. And then, of course, you always have Grand Island Northwest has a traditional good vault program, and I believe going into the 10-foot bar, there are still nine girls competing. So it was a really great competition.
And you had three others, I do believe. You have five all together vault yesterday?
I had six girls.
Six, that's right.
Lindy Henderson and Malia Hilker and Marianne Kastner, and they all three jumped very well. There are, again, girls that have made a lot of progress from their freshman to their sophomore year so far, and are going to continue to get better.
So the Vault, that's just your second meet of the season, but all those kids, are boys and girls, are progressing pretty nicely, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I'm very happy with the way they're jumping, and they're all just super good kids that really want to do well and try to do the things that we ask of them.
I know as a Vault coach, sometimes the meet in your area lasts pretty much throughout the meet. You have a chance to watch a lot of other things sometimes, do you?
No, and yesterday was kind of the same thing. I think the Vault got done with about four events left in the meet. And so, but I go around and, you know, chat with kids and talk to the other coaches. And like I said, on the track and in the other field events, we really had some exceptional performances.
Let's go to the field events. I know the big story of kind of maybe a storyline going in was McCook jumpers against the Aurora jumpers, and there were some pretty good marks by both teams yesterday.
Well, when you're looking at jumping over 21 feet and being fourth place, you know, for this early in the year, that's a pretty awesome jump. I mean, that's a jump that places at state almost every year, and we had two young boys that, you know, that jumped that real well, and I think Alex Messner and I'm not really sure.
Ian Beavers in the triple jump too.
Yeah, Ian Beavers jumped the triple jump.
Yeah.
You know, in all of those events, like I said, we jumped some kids that maybe don't get that opportunity. We jumped them all the way from seniors to freshmen yesterday. So.
Yeah, Evan Mythe, 21 feet 3 1/4. Brett Fraker, 21 feet 1 3/4. That was third and fourth.
Yeah. So you're looking at kids that, you know, that. And I think, you know, they'll both jump better than that. It's like I said, it's early, and you know, we're just looking for starting points. I know that you know, Coach Young will fine tune them, get them to where they need to be.
Yep, you betcha. You and I were talking before the show started that yesterday was a meet where you had some freshmen kind of competing for. Well, they led a lot of entries in this one, didn't they?
Yeah, they had open entries. So we took 45 kids. The bus was packed. We even had coaches doubling up, and we got a lot of marks for young kids that we haven't seen, incoming freshmen or some sophomores that maybe, you know, didn't get to compete very much at a varsity level last year. So it's for us, the Aurora meet's a great start, simply the fact that every kid that we can take gets to compete.
Tristan Campbell and Miles Pullman, a couple of promising freshmen, got kind of their feet wet for the first time, didn't they?
Yeah, it's always interesting, you know, because you, as an eighth grader, a lot of those kids are pretty dominant in their events, and then you step up to that little bigger show, and it's always fun to see how kids react that first time. And we had, like I said, we've had some kids that competed real well, you know, and that's what we hope for. There's always two or three freshmen that come in and help us a little bit. And then by the time they're sophomores, we gain a whole bunch of kids that are ready to compete at the level that the Bison like to compete at.
I know Coach Taylor and I have talked a little bit on his hurdlers, I should say. And like a sophomore, Osney Barber, came out with a second place in the highs and a third place in the 300-meter hurdles. And that kid's coming along a little bit more, isn't he?
You know, Osney is, at the end of last year, was just starting to flourish and show some of the skills he'd learned with Coach Taylor. And he started off the year, you know, real strong in both races, and he's a young man that we have really high hopes for, and he actually ran a 400 on a relay yesterday too for us. So, you know, he's a pretty versatile young man, and he's another one that, you know, you just say, hey, will you run this, and he smiles and attacks it.
And speaking of the relays, not a bad job in the 4x1 in a battle with Northwest, finished second, 44.2. And I know talking to Tom last week, he was going to shift a couple of different people into that 4x1 and the 4x4.
We have so many kids right now that, you know, in both of those relays that are so competitive, we're just going to look and see where our best fit is and see how things fit through the rest of the meet. Sometimes you may have your best kid not be able to run something because of a clash of what they run earlier in the meet. It doesn't fit you for chances to recover.
And that 4x4, 3:31.67, Weston Walgren, Patrick Gross, Alex Messenger, and Josiah Wilkins. That's a really nice time early.
It was a fantastic time. In fact, we were comparing it. You know, last year we ran 3:30.5, I believe, towards the end of the year, mm-hmm. and that was our fastest time. And this year, you know, they came out, and, boy, each kid ran great splits. And again, that's another race that we have some other kids, too, that we're going to try out and just see what kind of all fits together. But it was fun to watch them yesterday. The whole team was behind the kids, and they were just real happy with what they performed.
I know in the throws we've talked, and just looking at the results, Mitchell Cole, junior in the throws, comes up with a PR in the shot put, 41 feet 6. That's a PR for him, I do believe.
It really is, and according to Coach Smock, as I was talking to him, I think Mitchell missed the finals in the shot put by about 4 or 5 inches. Mm-hmm. And then in the discus, he threw in the 120s, which that was where he was at the end of the year last year. So as a good starting point, we always hope that kids will kind of, you know, come in at about where they finished the season. And I know talking to Mitchell yesterday a little bit that, you know, he was sort of pleased with how he threw, but disappointed that, you know, he didn't get the money. And he's another one that will work very hard to get better and try to score some points for us in the shot and disc.
And on the sprints, you had a 1-2 performance. Lucas Gomez-Wilson, Brett Franker, 1-2 in a good 100 meters.
Yeah, that was a really fun race. And Lucas Gomez-Wilson came out and talking with him, he made the comment that he didn't think that he'd ever win the 100 meters. And the question was why, and he pointed at Jacob. And then Jacob was kind of laughing. He said he taught him his secret, how to get out of the blocks. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of fun seeing the two brothers, you know, helping each other. And just, they're both just such good kids. And Lucas just had a great performance all day long. He ran, you know, won the 100 and had a very, very good 200-meter time and you know, ran on our 4x1. So it was just a great start again for a lot of young men.
And Jacob held him out of this one, I think a little hamstring issue, is that right?
Yeah, I think he was just a little tight. And, you know, a hamstring is one of those things, if you hurt it early, it just seems to hang on and maybe you don't ever get healthy. So I think the coaching staff and you know, Coach Sugar is kind of in charge of most of that, and Coach Barry, they kind of decided that it might be better just to, you know, give him another week and get him healed up.
Next week, next Friday, the Hainer Invites are going to be hosting that, and that's always a really good meet because you can pretty much let everybody compete.
Yeah, again, we put a lot of kids in that. So two meets in a row, kids get a chance to, you know, start the year off and show us what they can do. And plus, it's a chance to show off our new facility.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful facility, and I'm thinking it'll probably have some really good times. I hope it's a fast track. Mm-hmm. And I know it's just, it'll make it so much nicer for the kids that are participating.
McCook, Holdridge, there's been talk of maybe Scott's Bluff maybe coming down for this one. That's up in the air. Lexington comes over, yep, for that one. You get, I think Cambridge comes over. I think Dundee County Stratton comes over, I think, as well.
Sometimes. Hayes, Kansas.
Hayes, Kansas has always been really good, haven't they?
You know, it's going to be an early meet. It'll have a lot of really good schools very good competition, you know, throughout all the events.
But as far as the coaches are on the boys' side concerned right now, everybody's pretty much on track right now for the meet number two, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think from talking to the coaching staff on the way home in the bus last night, everybody was very pleased with how the first two meets have come out. Mm-hmm. And again, we're relatively healthy and having a chance to just try out kids and you know, push for our goal. You know, we kind of set all of our goals for later in the season, as you know, we want to be very competitive in the Southwest Conference meet and the districts and then state. Those are kind of the three things we focus towards all season long.